From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian government forces have captured more ground in eastern Ghouta, a Damascus suburb controlled by rebel forces. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has maintained a near relentless assault on eastern Ghouta in recent weeks in an effort to pressure the rebels to give up their guns and leaving what it terms evacuation deals. So far, civilian deaths in eastern Ghouta total more than 1,000 since the government offensive started nearly 3 weeks ago. Trade representatives for Japan and the European Union have met with the U.S. Trade Representative in an effort to avoid a trade war over President Trump's new tariffs on aluminum and steel. Meantime, President Trump told a rally that there's need to be some compromises between the U.S. and the EU.
So we put on tariffs, and the European Union's out there. Well, we're going to put on. I said, you can't go any higher than you are anyway. And they have trade barriers. We can't even sell our farming goods in there. They totally restrict us. So then they say, we want those tariffs taken off. I said, good. Open up the barriers and get rid of your tariffs. And if you don't do that, we're going to tax Mercedes-Benz. We're going to tax BMW. You want to have money?
Mr. Trump signed proclamations last week imposing a 25% tariff on imported steel and a 10% tariff on imported aluminum. They go into effect in 2 weeks. President Trump says he believes North Korea is ready to make peace after its leader Kim Jong-un declared willingness to meet with him. In a 75-minute speech that veered into a number of topics, Mr. Trump noted the historical significance of him accepting the North Korean leader's offer. This is VOA News.